Mark Fukerl left the hospital this week. He's a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombing and one of the most gravely injured. Fukerl's stay in the hospital was 45 days. His rehabilitation will take years, and he's worried about how he'll pay for it. Martha Biebinger of member station WBUR has his story.
By the time a firefighter finished applying a tourniquet to Mark Fukerl's leg, all available ambulances had left the marathon finish line full of casualties. A police officer carried Fukerl, his skin still smoldering, to a wagon typically used to transport prisoners and raced to Massachusetts General Hospital.
Yeah, with one of the police officers screaming out the window, "Get out of the way." I think I might have been on the bench part of the seat and the firefighter was trying to hold me on there. I don't know, I slammed my head a lot.
Surgeons told Fukerl that if he'd arrived 2 or 3 minutes later, he would have died. But now, after surgeries that included multiple skin grafts, after induced comas and dozens of tests, Fukerl is leaving Mass General for rehab. He'll start rebuilding strength in his arms because he can't use his left leg yet. Fukerl looks down and cups the stub of his right thigh, the wound layered in bandages.
It's still wide open. It hasn't been healed or shut yet. I mean, it has its moments where it has its sharp pains. The meds can't do nothing about it.
Fukerl's left leg, in a knee-length cast, is red, scarred, and still riddled with scrap metal.
The left leg is improving. It's questionable if it's how functionable it's going to be. Potentially, I could be a double amputee, but the doctors have a strong hope for it. It's going to take me and therapy to get it to really work, along with some possibilities of it not closing up and healing.
Fukerl is also recovering from brain injuries. His uncertain medical condition makes it difficult to apply for the almost $38 million donated so far to Boston's One Fund. Survivors with permanent brain injuries, or those who lost both legs, will receive more money than single amputees. But the application, based on injuries to date, is due in 2 weeks, and there are no plans to extend the deadline.
I mean, the One Fund's a great thing. I can't believe how many people have stepped up. The good that's out there in this world is just phenomenal. And, you know, we're all hurting. You know, I don't know what my outcome's going to be when I get out of here and what kind of bills I'm going to have. And that's starting to stress me out.
At this point, his share probably won't come close to covering his costs. Fukerl has health insurance, but he worries it won't pay all his medical bills. His sister set up a separate fund that has raised almost $150,000. But a state-of-the-art prosthetic limb costs more than $100,000, and they wear out every 3 years or so.
We can wheel you in, Grammy.
Family members pack Fukerl's room for a send-off. Doctors and nurses stop by, too, remembering a charred, mangled man barely holding on to life. To nurse anesthetist Amanda Hybrader, who saw him that day in the operating room, Fukerl was simply distress patient C.
I felt determined that I was going to find out what his name was, who he was, what he was all about. And now I know he's an inspiration to a lot of people. The evil that happened is not going to beat him. He's going to beat it.
There are lots of tears of relief and gratitude.
It's just such a big day. I mean,
Jen Regan is Fukerl's fiancée and the mother of their 5-year-old son, Gavin, who cries nights asking for his dad.
Every day has been a step forward and then 4 steps back, and it's like finally we have a solid step forward. So I'm just excited. I'm excited for Gavin to see him in a new place, and I don't know. It's just a good day.
Regan and Fukerl hope to marry soon, but she's told Fukerl it won't happen until he's ready to dance.
I don't have a choice. She's going to make me. And if it's with one prosthesis or if it's with two, I'm still going to do it.
Fukerl won't know if his left leg can be saved for a year or more. He expects therapy and related costs to continue for the rest of his life. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
That story is part of a collaboration with NPR, WBUR, and Kaiser Health News.